93.9 WKYS. Britt is here. She's got to look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
One man is dead and another in custody after domestic-related shooting in Laurel last night. It happened on the Sudlersville South around 10:40 p.m. Anne Arundel County police call it an attempted murder-suicide. Several people are injured after a multi-vehicle collision in Rockville, which sent one car into the MetLife office building on the 2400 block of Research Boulevard. All of the injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. Police identify six suspects in the murder of a man. Two of the six have been arrested so far after the body of 26-year-old Cesar Contreras was found by a dumpster Sunday morning. Four teenage boys in Prince George's County face charges after setting fire to a classroom trailer at Deerfield Run Elementary. The fire occurred June 30th. Three of the boys are 13 years old and the other is 15. No one was injured in the fire. U.S. Supreme Court has blocked gay marriage in Virginia. The court put a hold on same-sex marriage yesterday, just an hour before a lot probably planned to wed. Virginia governor hopes the Supreme Court upholds the Richmond Federal Court of Appeals finding that the ban is unconstitutional. In court, former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald is expected back on the witness stand today for a second day of testimony in his federal corruption trial. The Pink Bandit has been arrested. 23-year-old Ariel McFarland of Landover, dressed in all pink as she reportedly robbed banks on Annapolis Road and Eastern Ave last December. All was caught on surveillance tape. In other news, summer is winding down and children are headed back to school. If you believe the old farmer's almanac, you're going to want to soak up as much sun as possible because it predicts an even colder winter than last year on the East Coast, and yes, even more snowfall. I'm Britton. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.